All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. We thank Chris Horn, who is with us, and of course we really thank Wally Walker for joining us in the first half hour. Hope you had a chance to hear that, but as Frank said many times, these shows are archived on the Sabre, so that would be a good one to go back and listen to that segment with Wally Walker and his insights. But right now, Frank Maloney is going to do the play of the game brought to everybody by our friends at LeClaire Ryan. Frank?
All right, we've selected the men's basketball victory versus NC State. UVA senior guard Jontel Evans was in the front court, and somehow one of the NC State players bumped into him. It was inside of a minute to play, and he got an easy foul there and put Jontel at the line, which I think for a lot of Wahoos was a little bit nerve-wracking there for a few seconds.
Well, based on the first half.
Yeah, whew.
Where he pulled the hat trick.
Yeah, not many guys can do that. But anyway, he calmly stepped up the line. He drilled two free throws, and it gave Virginia a three-point lead. And the Wahoos played some good defense down the stretch in what seemed like the longest defensive possession in history. But who's held on for a big victory over the number 19 NC State Wolfpack. And a big win for the Wahoos. And I'm still pretty happy about four straight ACC wins, Hobo.
Yeah, the disappointment was that certainly Georgia Tech on the road was a game that was winnable. You knew going in it was winnable, and certainly with a halftime lead and with a lead midway through the first half, or second half, it's just disappointing that we weren't able to finish. But at any rate, speaking about big victories on the Olympic side, our friend Steve Garland and the UVA wrestling team, I think the first time ever, I believe, right, that they beat Maryland at College Park?
I'm not sure if it's the first time, but it's certainly in recent memory
win.
A very big win, 21-19, which meant that every single match, every single wrestler was part of
it. Mattered.
It mattered. And nobody got a breather in this one.
And they've been extraordinary ever since he was on the show 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Well, I think he's undefeated since he came on News Talk.
I think we gave him some coaching insights. You know,
we pumped him up. We kept his ego up.
You and I really know a lot about wrestling, you know.
Yeah, we know how to grapple, at least verbally. All right, at this point, we also want to give a heads up on the Who's versus Hokies food fight sponsored by Martin's Grocery Stores. Just go by your local Martin's and contribute, or you can go online. Just go to richmondwhos.org, and if you click through some of the screens, you can get to where you can contribute online. UVA has won the food fight 3 or 4 years in a row, and although we have the lead right now, we're coming in the home stretch. And
well, they win every year because you write a big check right at the end of the contest.
Well, I'm a big believer in winning. We've got to win this thing.
ACC basketball. Now, tomorrow night, BC, Miami, not much of a game. Wake at North Carolina, I don't think so. Florida State, Georgia Tech. But Thursday night, not only do we have Clemson at Virginia in a what has now become a must-win for the Hoos. You got to take care of business at home against Clemson. But interesting, NC State at Duke. NC State, of course, with that tough loss on Saturday with the tip-in with less than a second to go by the Johnson kid. But NC State, if they lose to Duke, they go 5-5 in the ACC after being the preseason favorite.
Well, you've got to give Miami credit. They are 9-0 or 8-0?
8-0 in the league,
and
yeah.
Let me tell you something. That in this day and age, that's pretty impressive.
And the impressive thing is they're 8-0, but 5-0 on the road. So the rest of the season, they have an abundance of home games, and they're the only team in the league that seems to be able to win away from home.
And you've also got, on Thursday night, you've got Maryland at Virginia Tech, which I think is an interesting game. Tuesday night, Boston College at Miami, Wake is at Carolina, Florida State at Georgia Tech. But like we said, the Wahoos have to hold serve. They've got to win a big game against the Clemson Tigers this Thursday night. Get up there. Go cheer. You'll be impressed by the number of students that are supporting the team right now. This team has really gotten the students fired up.
Well, and they're playing really well at home, play great defense. Next week, interesting show.
We've got UVA Athletic Director Craig Littlepage joining us in the first half hour. And then we have UVA Men's Lacrosse Coach Dom Starsha to help us preview the lacrosse season, of course.
And 2 weeks from tonight, we've already booked former UVA basketball player Jimmy Miller. So tune in the next couple of weeks.
And also head swim coach Mark Bernardino. Go Wahoos, beat the Tigers this week on Thursday night. Go
Absolutely. Hoos. Thanks for listening.